Appreciate another opportunity to be able to be here at Mountain View with you. We pray that the Lord will pass by and give you that you stand in need of, that you might draw strength and go on. I had a whole lot rather one of these other men come on, but it's fell our lot. We'll try to do the best that we can. I know that I can't do anything in that within myself. If there's anything said or done that's going to be a help, it's going to come and that from the Lord. We're going to read a little bit in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter, and just leave with you the thought that the Lord's give us. I'll be honest with you, it would have been good if everybody could have been in the Sunday school hour with us. It seemed like that the thought that we've got kindly just links up and goes right with that was said and brought out in Sunday school. But like I said, I know that we can do nothing, but you pray for us. 7th chapter, 2 Kings, it says, "Then Elisha said, Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering in of the gate. And they said one to another, Why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the phantom is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Now therefore, come and let us fall upon unto the host of the Syrians. If they shall save us alive, we shall live. And if they kill us, we shall but die." And that's all that I'm going to read in that this morning. And I know that you say, what in the world are you going to do with that? And I really don't know. I've got, I told Randy that we'd had a lot of different thoughts, a lot of things on our mind, and hadn't really been able to get where I like to get. But I do know that we have got to trust the Lord in that this morning. And I know and I realize that there's trouble on every hand. It don't matter where you look, who you talk to, there's trouble in that going on in the land. And Brother Andy said in the Sunday school, he said, just because that you are saved and you're serving the Lord, it don't exclude you from trouble. Trouble is still going to come. Hardships of this life. The Bible said that it rains on the just and the unjust alike. Being born again, being a God-fearing child of God don't make us bulletproof. It still, my friend, it takes still looking to Him for leadership and guidance. And If I had a thought this morning, if I had something that maybe I would like you to take home with you, it would be a reason to go on in that. And you say, well, why in the world did you read the scripture that you read there? And as I thought about different things in the Bible, these four men were in a place that was about as bad as a man could be. They were leopards. They were outside the city. And if you'll have it, my friend, they wouldn't know hope for them. And as far as that goes, if you look, and you look at them, you'd say, well, they couldn't help nobody. But my friend, I want you to know and I want you to realize that this morning that them looking at their situation, realizing where they was, brought about something within them that give them a reason in that to go on. They didn't see the need to sit there and just die, my friend. But I want you to know this morning that life is hard sometimes, and through making the wrong choices, it can bring us to a place and that in our life that we just find ourselves sitting there doing nothing, my friend. And the devil are telling us that we can never be of a help to nobody or ourselves. But my friend, I'm here to tell you this morning, God loves you. The church loves you. There's a reason for you to go on this morning. There is a reason for you to go on this morning. Them four leopard men there, my friend, I want you to know, and I want you to realize, in Sunday school there, they was talking about hope, my friend, and that being an anchor to the soul, my friend, and went on and talked about it entering in within the veil, my friend. Glory be to God. I can't help it, but glory be to God. I want you to know, I want you to realize this morning that if you've been born again, blood bought, they is a anchor in that to the soul, my friend, and it will give you hope against hope, and my friend, in the darkest of the hour, when you look to the author and the finisher and that of our faith, we'll find a reason to go on. Amen. We'll find a reason to go on. Lots of times, I want you to know, my friend, these men that we read about there, they, my friend, were there in a fleshly state, representing man in the lowest possible state that the flesh could be in, but God was a working a work, my friend, on both ends, making a way that if they would just get a hold of the hope, the reason to go out, God would make a way for them to find that they needed and be able to help the whole city. Oh, we get in our place. We find a reason in that to go on, my friend. Not only will it help us
but it'll help the whole church. It'll help my friend, that lost man, boy or girl, out there. I want you to know, I want you to realize that there's always going to be people that's going to stand in the way, that's going to doubt that that the Lord has done and the way that He has made. But if we'll just hold steadfast, be unmovable, my friend, God will work a work that will prove out that He's still in control. Amen. Even in the day that we live in. Even in the day that we live in. Oh, these four leprous men, they said, if we stay here, said we're going to surely die. If we get up, if we go into the Caesarean, if they kill us, said we would die. But they might, in other words, show mercy. They might let us live. They found a reason to get up from where they was at, my friend. And once they got up and they started toward that give them hope, my friend, things began to happen. Doors were opened up. God began to work. He caused the enemy to hear a great noise. They left everything. They just fled for their life. They went in. They eat. They got the gold and the silver. They took it out. They buried it. They went in. They done it again. And then they said, this that we do is not good. We find a reason to go on. My friend, if we allow God to start working, we'll realize that we're doing is not good, and it'll give us opportunity to make right that has been a hindrance, that has been a problem in our life and around about the church. It'll give us opportunity, my friend, to make it right, that God might get the glory. They go back, not even allowed to go in that end of the city. Amen. Not allowed to be there, but knowing there was a city full of people that was perishing in there with hunger. Glory be to God. You find a reason in that to go on. You'll find yourself able to go into your prayer closet and pray for that one that you hadn't even been able to talk to. Not even allowed to go into the city. But they go. They go as far as they can go. Then they begin to cry out. Let me tell you what I found. Let me tell you what's out here. Glory be to God. You get in your place. You find a reason to go on. Glory be to God. You'll find yourself wanting to tell the world what you found. We went to the Caesarean camp and we found it thus and thus. The porter, he goes by and he tells the king, he said, let me tell you what they've done. They're laying a trap for us. They're going to draw us outside, and then they're going to capture us alive. One of them spoke up and said, glory be to God, he found a reason in that to go on. He said, let us send some out and see if it be this way. Glory be to God. He realized if he stayed where he was at, he was going to die. Oh. They went. The Bible said that they found in the way. Cast aside that they needed. Glory be to God. I want you to know. I want you to realize. They went back. They told the king what they'd found. They went in. They took it. The next day. Glory be to God. A measure of fine flour was sold for 2 shekels. 2 measures of barley was sold for 1 shekel. The man of God that doubted it, the man that the king leaned on, not the man of God, but that one that talked with the man of God. Glory be to God. That said, these things might be if the Lord were to open the windows of heaven. Glory be to God. He saw it in charge of the gate, was trampled on, but did not eat thereof. Amen. According to the Scripture. According to the Scripture. Happened just like Elisha told him that it would. My friend, I want you to know God still as real today as he was when he was born there. Glory be to God. And laid in the stable there in the manger. Glory be to God. I want you to know he left glory. He left all power. He took on flesh. He come willing to be born and that of flesh. My friend, glory be to God, not even thought enough of to make room for him, placed in a manger, but glory be to God, he still found a reason to go on, my friend. Who? I'm talking about finding a reason to go on, my friend. Jesus himself, I know he was Christ. I know God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. These three are one. Glory be to God. But I want you to know he took on flesh just as you and I are flesh. My friend, when we're born again, that Holy Spirit moves in, sets up a bowl in the dwelling, leading and guiding us under all paths of truth and righteousness. But at times the flesh will bring us to a place we need to find a reason to go on. I'm going to get him out of the manger here in a minute. But glory be to God. I see Paul and Silas over there doing a great work. Glory be to God. And Paul sees in a vision a man standing before him, needing him to come, I believe, to Antioch or Macedonia, over there, come to Macedonia. Glory be to God. Paul was willing to get up and to go, my friend, and he went to Macedonia there. They was one there that was converted. Lydia, I believe, her and her house. But glory be to God, there was a woman there that was of a divination spirit that went about a hindering. And it come to the place that Paul rebuked her and called out the spirit. And it cost him, my friend, his freedom, his liberty. He found himself before the magistrate being beaten and thrown in jail. But here he has. He saw in a vision a man needing him. Here he is, gone down there, trying his best to be obedient and that to the call, trying to follow the leadership and that of the Holy Spirit. And he finds himself there in jail, my friend. Glory be to God. It rains on the just and the unjust alike. And I'll assure you, the harder we strive to be acceptable and pleasing to God, the harder the devil is going to kick against you. Here they are. In jail, needing a reason to go on. And the Bible said, about the midnight hour, they began to pray and to sing praises. My friend, unto God, God began to move and to work. The Bible said that there was a mighty earthquake, and the jail itself shook, and the chains and the stocks fell off, and the guard there being asleep woke up and drew a sword to take his own life. Glory be to God. And Paul cried out, do thyself no harm, for we're all still here. That was the first message that jailer needed to hear. That was the first one that he needed to hear. Oh. Lots of times we're in a place, oh, glory be to God, we need to hear the message, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Glory be to God. Hearing the message, we'll find a reason to go on. Do thyself no harm, for we are all still here. He called for a light. The light will reveal where we're at, what kind of shape we're in. He called for a light. He brought them out. And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? There's that man, glory be to God, that was needing Paul. It might not have come like Paul thought it ought to come. You may be going through things that you shouldn't have to be going through. But if God's leading you, hold on.
Amen.
You'll find a reason to go on. And God will get honor.
Yes, he will.
And glory.
Amen.
out of your obedience. It looked like Paul had missed the mark. It looked like he was at the wrong place. But glory be to God, he was right where the Spirit wanted him. Oh, glory be to God. We need to spend more time looking for a reason to go on rather than a reason to not do anything.
Amen.
Jesus left all of glory, took on flesh, born there laid in a manger, no room for it. Glory be to God. I had to leave there, go to another country. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm just hoping through the leadership and that of the Holy Spirit, it brings us to a place that the Spirit is able to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance and give you a reason to go on. Perform miracles. Oh, raise the dead. Open blinded eyes. Cleanse the leopard. Cleanse the leopard. Glory be to God. But I want you to know that there come a point in time that even those that were among him, my friend, turned on him. I want you to know that Judas betrayed him, my friend. Him knowing it was going to happen. Jesus knowing beforehand, telling them that it was going to happen. Glory be to God. Found himself be there in the garden of praying. Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will but thine be done. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. It wasn't Christ himself asking to let it pass. But it was this flesh. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I sure do. It's never been the Holy Spirit that's asked me to ask not to have to do something. It's always been this flesh. Always been this flesh. Oh, pray, let it pass. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Oh, glory be to God, submitting himself in the flesh under the mighty hand of God, being willing to be obedient even unto death, my friend. Amen. None of it was for him. I told you in Sunday school that when he prayed there and he was talking for the Father, he said, restore unto me that the glory that I had from the beginning. Not anything more. Not nothing more because I was willing to give my life. Not nothing more because I was willing to be the supreme sacrifice. My friend, I want you to know that he found a reason to go on. It was you and I, my friend, that we might have opportunity to enter into the veil for ourselves.
Amen.
Ooh. Not my will, but thine be done. He comes out. Oh, Judas went to kiss him. He said, why betrayest thou me with a kiss? You know the scripture. Oh, they arrested him. Oh, Peter cut one of them's ear off. Oh, the Lord put it back on. He said, my battle's not with swords, and that of the flesh, glory be to God. Willing, my friend, he had found a reason when he left glory to go on, my friend. But there was times that the flesh had to renew it. Are they not times that you have to renew it? Not looking for another Holy Spirit. Not looking for another way. But glory be to God. Finding a reason to go on. To crucify this flesh that it might submit under the mighty hand of God, that the Holy Spirit might have power over us. Here he is, led into captivity. I'm just a high spot preacher. I just hit the high spots. I ain't going to go into all of it. I'm just hitting the high spots. Here he is led into captivity. Goes through the mockery of a trial. Glory be to God. Spit upon. They smote him. They plucked his beard. They took a crown of thorns and put it on his head there and bent down and said, hail to the King of the Jews, making a mockery, my friend. But I want you to know he was willing to go all the way. Amen. There he is, led out, carrying the cross to Calvary. You know they bid one there to help him. He comes to Calvary. He finds himself there hanging between two thieves. Glory be to God. I want you to know at this point in time, he's still his flesh as much as you and I are today. Glory be to God. He felt every bit of it. My friend, he had to suppress the flesh. He had to be willing to trust in God, to be the author and the finisher and that of his faith. Glory be to God. I want you to know, as he hung there between the two teeth, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Some of them begin to say, you saved others.
Yeah.
Save thyself.
Yeah.
One of the thieves looked and he said, if thou be the king, save thyself and us. And the other one cried out. He said, do you not see? He said, we're justified. We're getting our due reward. He said, but this man has done nothing amiss. I'm talking about finding a reason to go on, my friend. Glory be to God. Christ looked at him and he said, today shalt thou be with me in paradise.
Amen.
And the Bible said that there was a darkness over the earth for about the space of 6 hours. And then he yielded up the ghost. The flesh was over with. The flesh for Christ
was no more.
Amen.
He was faithful to the end.
Amen.
He commended his spirit back to the Father.
Amen.
I have an all faith, hope, and confidence that he would resurrect him. Went down in the heart of the earth, preached 3.5 days. Let out those that were in captivity. Looking for the promise. Glory be to God. He went to them, my friend.
Amen.
And came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Giving you and me a hope that we'd never had before.
Amen.
It was no longer a promise. It was reality. Christ had fulfilled every prophecy, the law to the jot and to the tittle, making him worthy to be the sacrifice.
Amen.
That could give you and I a reason to go on. Even in the darkest hour, having our hope and our trust in Jesus Christ, in the darkest hour, when life is too big, the Spirit will pass by and remind us that he said that he would go with us all the way, even unto the end. Finding a reason to go on. I don't know where you're at. I don't know what you're going through. But I've tried my best to be obedient to the Spirit. And I believe with all my heart if your heart's where it ought to be, you've saw a reason to go on. Having said that, when we find that reason to go on, it may not put us in the best of circumstances in the flesh. Finding a reason to go on might bring us to a place that we need to find a place of repentance. finding a reason to go on may bring us to a place that we realize we've got to do that God's bidding us to do. Whether it be repent, help somebody, forgive somebody, pray for somebody, whatever it is, if He's brought you to that place and you see a reason to go on, it's failed your lot. He's done His part. For you to get the help you need and to get the relief that we need spiritually and fleshly, we've got to be obedient. That's the message, Brother Randy.